All right, we'll get going. We'll call to order the Auto Mall and Retail Public Infrastructure District. Today is August 4th. It's 11:33 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, appreciate it. We'll start with the board. James, you're the chair here. Would you like to start?
James Horsley, Chair.
Larry Myler, Board Member.
Heather McDougald, board member.
Dan Mortensen, treasurer.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we have the board meeting minutes from our June 30th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I did. They looked
Okay.
good to me.
Can I get a motion then to approve, Heather?
I so move.
Thanks, Heather.
Second.
Thanks, James. You'll keep the same role, James, no matter what board you're
James,
on.
No, How's James that? Is going to be doing the motions and I'll second them. How's that?
All right, if that's the way we want to do it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. First up, second quarter financials. I'll turn it over to David to walk through those.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Starting in the balance sheet again here, governmental funds as of June 30th, 2025. In the general fund, we have a developer advance receivable, $14,000, and accounts payable of $22,000. In the debt service fund, we have in the investment accounts $1.5 million here, and a receivable from the county treasurer for $460,000. And in the capital projects fund, we have between the various funds $3.339 million there. And likewise, I'll follow up on this amount also, Michael, to get that transferred into one of the other funds or the project fund. Moving on to the general fund. We've had $18,586 of the $53,000 budgeted for the year expended so far between accounting, auditing, and legal. And because of the accounts payable, it's sitting at an ending fund or a balance of negative $7,358. When those are actually paid, that'll resolve that those amounts there and be positive again. Or zero. In the debt service fund, we have in revenues, property taxes, $2,385, interest income, $28,786, and no other activity for an ending fund balance of $1,538,000. In the capital projects fund, we've had interest income $68,000 or $69,000 rounded, other revenues $130,000, and capital outlay of expenditures of $750,000 or $760,000 rounded, give us an ending fund balance of $3,339,000. And with that, let me open it up for any questions if you guys might have.
It looks like if you go back maybe three screens, we're showing the
general fund or balance sheet.
One more balance sheet, please.
Okay.
We're showing general project capital projects, the 3.3. Those look like they're all restricted.
So we have restricted
based on innovation.
This one is not restricted, and this one is, are these two or not? So yeah, these, the larger two are restricted. That's correct.
So those are pending annexation, correct?
That's to my recollection. Yes.
Okay.
This, I'll get this one actually transferred instead of there to this project fund here, the 31,000.
Okay.
So that should not be restricted.
Just was curious about that. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Any other questions? Okay. If not, could I get a motion to accept the second quarter financials as presented?
Make a motion to accept the second quarter financials as presented.
Second.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, I'm putting up the 23 audit. So really, everything came back. No problems. This is the important page, the compliance page at the very end. So no material weaknesses, no deficiencies, compliance, everything was good. So everything came back well. Got it filed with the state auditor, so we should be good to go for 23 on that. You guys have any questions?
None.
Nope.
Okay, perfect. So I do need a motion to accept that audit as presented as well.
Make motion to accept the audit as presented.
I
Thanks,
second.
James. Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, it's unanimous. That's everything on the agenda. I had talked to Braden about the potential for annexation number 4. So he told me that it's kind of in a holding pattern, waiting for purchase or you guys negotiating with somebody else. So we've got the basics done. So as soon as you're ready to pull the trigger, let us know and we can go in and finish everything. So.
Good. Thank you.
Okay,
Yep.
I do have one issue to
Okay.
talk about. We got a courtesy notice from the state auditor.
Yep.
Did you get that?
60-day
Yep.
courtesy notice.
60-day courtesy notice. Is the audit going to solve that?
They blast those out at the
Yeah.
end of July.
Okay.
So, let me go through and check. Is it, David, do you know, was it relating? I knew they sent it, Larry. I just haven't had a chance to open it.
Yeah, I've gotten 20 plus of those emails just now.
Well, okay, it sounds like a standard blast that you're describing. Given what they were referencing, it seemed like the audit would solve the issues.
The audit would solve that issue, yes, because this the 2024 financial report and then the certification, and then I'm sure the fraud assessment is also part of that.
Assessment.
But
Yeah.
yeah.
Let us know if there's anything missing that we can help supplement, but I didn't see any issue in it,
Yeah, so
the audit.
yeah, Michael and I were
Will,
talking earlier
yeah.
about that, and the financials are in process with both the auditors and so for multiple districts. It's just the timing of when they can
Great.
get through all of these, and we'll keep pushing to get them more financials for the audits and get them processed and reviewed so that we can get another opinion for the 24 financial statements.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, that's everything I have. Anything else?
Did have a question for, I guess, Dan. I just wanted to check in. Have you heard back from the bank at all on that bank account?
We have not reached back out since they gave us the pricing. So I need to reach back out and get that set up, and then we'll get a requisition to have kind of a balance sitting in there, because to avoid fees, but we'll figure that out.
Okay, that sounds good. I had been getting some communications from Jennifer Grant at Sauk County on property tax stuff, and so I just wanted to check because they prefer to send through a PTIF account, but they did say that they would be willing or they can set up a check payment for property taxes until we get the PTIF account set up. So just
Gotcha.
wanted to
Okay.
check back in.
Yeah, I would say let's try to get the PTIF as soon as we can, just to make it checks just can get lost and all of that. That way, a digital footprint's a lot easier,
Agreed.
especially for the accounting side. So, all right, nothing else? Make a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, James.
I second it.
Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Okay, good to see you
Aye.
guys.
Thank you.